Proclamation number 6814 of 25th of April, 1957. Truth comes from within. Desire for it. Seek the truth within yourselves. What is offered to you from outside need not always be truth, but you yourselves will not be able to judge it as long as you cannot be informed from within. Many things can be offered to you as truth, and even the greatest untruth is often disguised in such a way that it is accepted as truth. But first of all, it requires the serious will to be offered truth. Only then will you be able to examine what is offered to you and recognize it for what it is. The will to come closer to the truth is also at the same time the will to come closer to me, because I myself am the truth from eternity. If I now recognize this desire in a person, then the possibility is already given to mentally guide him, thus to make knowledge accessible to him in the form of thoughts, to let him recognize correlations, thus to guide his thinking truthfully. So then he stands, still unconsciously, with the one who alone can provide him with information, and then he will oppose every misguided teaching with inner resistance but be open-minded towards the truth, for then he will have a certain ability to judge, he will be instructed from within. My spirit has become effective in him, and he will now no longer be so easily deceived if he receives knowledge from outside which does not correspond to the truth because it did not originate from me. Every person is capable of testing who is only serious about not falling prey to error and lies, who seriously desires truth. For the human being carries all wisdom within himself because he harbors the divine spiritual spark which knows everything and also wants to impart knowledge to the human being if he gives him the right to do so, i.e., desires to know. The human being is only isolated from me as long as he behaves in this isolation himself. He can give up his defensive position against me at any time, and as soon as he thus desires to be connected to me, he also causes the spiritual spark within himself to secede. And then the bond is already established, the isolation is lifted, for now the human being hears the voice of the one who is the eternal truth and who therefore also instructs him truthfully. But the desire for truth will always prove a certain degree of maturity, for love and truth cannot be thought of without each other, because they are my fundamental nature, because God, love and truth, are one and the same and because therefore only the person who acknowledges me and lives in love can stand in truth. For the latter also seriously strives for truth. He seeks to penetrate knowledge which cannot be proven and which therefore can also never be fathomed purely intellectually. 25th of the 4th, 1957, and therefore truth cannot be transmitted to you humans in a scholastic way either. For as soon as the preconditions are not fulfilled, as soon as the prerequisites for receiving the truth are not present, the human being will not recognize it either, even though it is offered to him. It is to resonate in him, as it were, for it is present in every human being, i.e., the spiritual spark in the human being, as a part of myself, is also the truth, and what it emanates cannot be anything other than truthful knowledge. Only when you humans have grasped this will you also know the reason for the lying error which is widespread in the world and which people accept far more willingly than the pure truth, and you will also understand why it is not possible to impart truthful knowledge to all people in a scholastic way. that the resistance towards it will remain as long as the human being closes himself off to the expressions of the spiritual spark dwelling in him or denies it any expression through an anti-divine attitude, through unbelief and unkindness. Everyone has the same right, the same claim to truth, but this must also be so desirable to him that he fulfills the conditions which are attached to the supply of truth. But anyone who thoughtlessly accepts all spiritual knowledge conveyed to him from outside, without desire for truth and therefore also serious examination, is closer to the one who is my adversary and thus an enemy of truth, who will always fight against me by going against the truth. He, too, will influence your thoughts but always meet with resistance where the bond with me is established through loving activity and where the desire for the pure truth predominates. For my spirit will always be active there, the Comforter, whom I have promised to send to you and who will guide you into all truth. Amen.